All right, Alexander, we need to talk about the scandal in Canada, the We Charity scandal. And that is actually the name of the charity, is the We Charity. And once again, Justin Trudeau has found himself in another mess. This is his third scandal. He had the SNC-Lavalin. He had the
Aga Khan, the
Aga
Aga Khan.
Khan, yeah, which is some sect, some religious sect that
It's the Ismaili sect. It's a big, very big, very old, actually, Islamic religious group going all the way back to I think the 12th century, but
Awesome. Yeah.
whatever, whatever.
This and they were paying for his holidays and his expenses, but they were also getting, I believe, something to the tune of 47 million from government grants. Anyway, and now we have his third scandal, and this one. Now, this one is the mother lode. This one's huge, close to a billion dollar scandal. Now, a big shout out to the channel Viva Frey, which is a channel that reported on this. I think they are based in Canada. The guy is a lawyer as well, so he explains it really well. I'll put a link of his video on this as well in the description box down below. He does a great job of explaining the scandal. But to sum it up, Alexander, before I hand it off to you, Justin Trudeau's mother, brother, and wife, as well as the finance minister, as well. I think the finance minister's brother as well, or his dad. Anyway, these guys were getting paid by this We Charity close to around $350,000 for various speaking fees and other services that the We Charity was paying them to do. So I imagine that Justin Trudeau's wife was going and getting a speaking engagement and getting paid by this We Charity. At the same time, the We Charity got a grant, sole sourced grant of close, a little under $1 billion, a little under $1 billion, and they got a $20 million upfront fee to handle that grant, which had to do executing a student loan program. And of course, Justin Trudeau did what he always does, which is becoming a pattern with Justin Trudeau. He said, "I had no idea." Now he went in front of a committee, and he was asked various questions by that committee that's investigating this case, and he pleaded pretty much what would be the fifth. I don't know. I had no idea. Or as that Shaggy song once said, "It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I had no clue." Hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, well, hard to believe. I think impossible to believe. And I'm going to say something. I'm going to be very straightforward here. How many times does Justin Trudeau and his chums have to be, and his family in this case, have to be caught in the ha with their hand in the till before the penny drops with the Canadian electorate that there is something seriously rotten about all of this? I'm using the language. I'm using very clear language. You know, this is from Shakespeare, if you like. There's something rotten in this state of Denmark. It's in Hamlet. There's something rotten in this state in Canada, which is very sad, but clearly is. Now, let's just look at this. This is a charity. It's called We. It used to be called Free the Children, apparently, not to be confused with the very well-known and well-established charity Save the Children. This is Free the Children, which is now We. Apparently, it's set up by two brothers who are very well connected politically and connected with the Liberal Party, which is, of course, the party that Justin Trudeau leads. As Alex correctly says, they're very connected, at least the charity's been very well connected with the Trudeau family, who've appeared on speaking engagements for them and been very well paid for that. I understand that Justin Trudeau himself has appeared at speaking engagements for this charity. There is then this suggestion, not quite clear where it comes from, to set up this huge grant of $1 billion to finance work, you know, high work, voluntary work for students. As has been pointed out, the students who'd been paid would have been paid less than the minimum wage, but never mind. That's, you know, one aspect of this huge grant. It's being going to be the decision is made to have it administered by this charity, which is paid a big upfront fee, $20 million to do it, as I understand it. No explanation of why this big grant could not have been administered by the Canadian government's own public, you know, administrative bodies, which apparently that would be the normal thing to happen. No explanation of how this charity was chosen. It seems to be done in a completely arbitrary and whimsical way with various people talking to each other. There's been very little discussion about this. And then, of course, when it's all discovered, concerns about conflict of interest arise. Conflict of interest, for me, is almost a euphemism for, I would say, frankly, corruption. Justin Trudeau comes along and says, I knew absolutely nothing about it. I only found out about it just before a cabinet meeting where it was all discussed. And of course, even the Canadian media are saying, this is, you know, implausible to the point of absurdity. I mean, he was, you know, he must have been asleep, if you believe this. I mean, you know, all these discussions about this were happening, this huge amount of money is going to be sort of spent out of this way. A charity which he himself and members of his family have been involved in, and he knows nothing. And, the, you know, meeting after meeting, all these discussions going on around him to discuss this. He doesn't know. He's, you know, completely oblivious. It's all passed him by. He, you know, one day, just before a cabinet meeting, he said, oh, my goodness, you know, all this is happening. But even then, he doesn't realize that he might be involved in a conflict of interest, as might his finance minister. This is all, you know, a complete revelation to him that only comes after the decision is made. Now, you know, I've heard tall stories. This one is just so fanciful, so frankly absurd. So, you know, I think people in Canada need to be, you know, put aside all this talk about Justin Trudeau and, you know, this very straight kind of guy that he plays himself to be. This is, by the way, I'm quoting Tony Blair, who has a similar record in Britain, and come to realize the reality of this. You know, when he did that business with the Aga Khan, well, maybe that was a lapse. Then there was the SFC Lavalin affair. Well, that, frankly, it was impossible to just write that one off. But now, third time, an even bigger scandal? Really? You're going to tell me that this isn't a pattern? Because it clearly is.
Yeah, this is, you know, $1 billion. It's something like the scale of the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is a lot of money. A lot of money.
Well, it is, except of course, it's public money. I mean, this isn't, you know, people for, you know, I'm not downplaying what the Clintons get up to in the Clinton Foundation, but at least this is money, you know, that comes in, all sorts of people around the world putting money into the foundation, expecting something back. This is public money. This is Canadian taxpayers. And it's all being distributed to Justin Trudeau's family and his cronies and his friends. And it's going to be a nice little scheme. Except, of course, it's not a little scheme. It's a huge scheme. And there are obvious financial benefits for all sorts of well-connected people. If this is not a huge scandal, then what is? Trouble is, the great problem in Canada is that it seems to me the opposition party, the Conservative Party, is simply not got its act together. Apparently, they're going through a leadership election at the moment. Instead of demanding Trudeau's resignation, which in any properly functioning democracy, that's what they ought to be doing over a scandal like this. They're still talking about conflicts of interest and that kind of nonsense. I mean, you know, this is, talk about a conflict of interest. It's just, to me, it just shows no understanding of what this scandal is. I mean, it's so much worse. I mean, it's not even worse than that. It's just on an, it misdescribes what is transparent corruption.
Yeah, let me read you from the Global News, Alexander, real quick, and read you a quote from Justin Trudeau. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in the hot seat Thursday as he testified to the House of Commons Finance Committee about his role in the decision to give We Charity a sole-sourced deal to administer a $912 million student grant program. Trudeau and his chief of staff, Katie Telford, both expressed regret that the prime minister did not recuse himself from the decision, given the charity's long history with members of both Trudeau's and finance minister Bill Morneau's families. Quote from Justin Trudeau, "We charity received no preferential treatment, not from me, not from anyone else. The public service recommended We Charity, and I did absolutely nothing to influence that recommendation," Trudeau said. "When I learned that We Charity was recommended, I pushed back." Real quick, Alexander, when these types of charities, which they also have, you know, they have a private arm, they have a public arm, you know, they've got all kinds of different businesses involved in the charities, and money flows back and forth, and We is no exception. We also have some private businesses as well. But when these businesses are so tightly integrated with the families of politicians, whether it's tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, sooner or later, these businesses want something in return. They want some sort of grant, some sort of government program, some sort of business. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And here comes this $1 billion grant. And it looks to me, this is the payoff to We.
Well, of course it is. I mean, can I just say, I mean, what Justin Trudeau said, even the Canadian media have said that this is a completely impossible explanation, that he really pushed back. I mean, do you really believe that? Does anybody believe that? I mean, if you believe it, then again, I have a bridge to sew you. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's completely absurd. And all these parliamentarians who say, you know, they regret that he didn't realize that there was a conflict of interest. I mean, what kind of weasel words are those? But these so-called charities, I mean, maybe We is a real charity, maybe it does all sorts of good things. I'm not talking about that. But I have to say, to me, it looks like it's evolved into something much more than just a charity. It looks to me like it's evolved into a very nice and comfortable arrangement whereby public money is recycled through your friends in the government to other people and back again. And when you say, you know, this is, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, that's exactly how it looks like to me. The one thing it doesn't look like to me is a serious attempt to help students in Canada. That doesn't seem to me to be the agenda at all. So that's how it looks to me. I'm sure that's what it is, actually. I've no doubt about it. But in any, as I said, functioning democracy, the Prime Minister would resign. He's not resigning. And you said that, you know, he read the article about, you know, him being in the hot seat. What hot seat? It seems to me he's given again a pass. He comes along and all people can mumble out words of regret, even though, as I said, this is an appalling business.
Why would he have to recuse himself if he didn't know about it? Why does he say that? To me, I mean, he says, I should have recused myself on one part, but then he says,
yeah,
I didn't know about it until that day. So, well, why would you need to recuse yourself?
You put your finger on it. I mean, it's just a completely implausible and self-contradictory and self-serving explanation, which I don't think anybody in Canada believes. I don't believe it. I mean, I just don't believe it. I mean, you know, to me, it's transparently obvious what was going on.
In your experience, don't you recuse yourself when something is, if this deal was happening, say you were Trudeau and you see that you're going to put this student program into action and you get this We bid for $1 billion. And I want to ask you something about the sole source real quick and we'll wrap it up. And you get this bid from We Charity. Don't you at that moment in time say, you know, I'm recused and I'll let this thing run its course 3 months, 6 months. And if we go with them, great, but I'm out. I mean, isn't that how you would recuse yourself in a normal circumstance rather than saying, you know, I had no idea what was going on and I should have recused myself, even though I had no idea what was going on?
You would go much further than just recuse yourself if you were a proper prime minister and you suddenly discovered that this thing was going on. You would immediately ask serious questions. You'd say, who made the decision? How was this decision made? How did we get to this point of having all this vast amount of money being allocated to a charity for administration? Can we please immediately postpone our decision in cabinet? Can we have a proper inquiry? We must inform Parliament about it. We must, and obviously I'm not going to make any such decision. Because to be perfectly frank, Alex, this whole thing doesn't make any kind of sense at all. Why is this charity involved in administering this vast fund anyway? What criteria was it chosen? I mean, none of these things have been explained. None of these things have been answered.
That's my final question to you is, you know, I know in Greece and in Cyprus, when you do any kind of government programs, you have to get 3 bids. That's what I know. And I think most countries operate along those lines, any amount really. You have to get 3 bids. That's pretty much the rule of thumb. I don't know, Canada may be different, but isn't it odd for a government to only have one source?
Well, it's not just odd. It's astonishing and involving such a vast program also. And it's all done in this extraordinary hole in the corner way. No real discussion, no real process. It's all decided, as I said, privately. And it just happens that these are, you know, this is a charity which the Prime Minister's family and the Finance Minister's family are involved in. I mean, Alex, we've both been involved with governments. I mean, my father used to, apply for bids. And he was a well-connected man in Greece. And my goodness, he was put through the mill, and rightly so, by the civil service in Greece and in countries where he used to work. He would have to make... write out long, explanations and explain how every single cent and euro and drachma and dollar, and because he did work in Canada too, by the way, would be spent, and there would obviously be other people who would be applying too, and it would be incredibly well processed and carefully structured. This hasn't been structured at all. I mean, this is so completely unconventional. That it's, well, I'd say transparently corrupt. This is more like Al Capone's Chicago than the Canada that I remember.
All right, we'll end it there, Alexander. Teflon Justin. Teflon.
Well, that is the other thing. And I do want to say, because you mentioned this before, and we had a brief discussion about this some time ago. I mean, what does this man have to do before people catch up with what he is? I mean, 3 times, and notice the trend is getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Because he's getting away with it. He's got away with it on the two previous occasions. And now we're talking about a billion. Around a billion. I mean, it seems to me that, as I said, people in Canada, the political class and the people of Canada, a country of great probity, they really need to start asking themselves what is going on at the heart of their government, because this is terrible. And in Justin Trudeau's case, they need to get him out of the Prime Minister's chair, and very fast.
Yeah, it's getting really bad. I agree with you. It's getting worse. All right, we'll leave it there, Alexander. Very quick, guys. Donate to us, PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, star. Subscribe to the channel as well, by the way, everybody. Help us out and subscribe. Please send us anything you can. Hit the like. Give us a comment. Send us a couple bucks here and there. Maybe talk to We Charity. It looks like a lot of money from the Canadian government. Maybe they can send us a couple of bucks. Anyway, we're a small charity.
And you can buy our amazing new mugs. Yep. This is the one with the flag of the US. I've got Australia here. Alex, you will see, is wearing one of our great new shirts, and he's got the Canadian flag. As, we're both, by the way, British, of course. I've got Britain too somewhere. There you are. And I've also got a Greece. But can I just say, I mean, you know, Canada is a country which we both, because of our, you know, backgrounds, Alex has come from a diplomatic family. We've always had a great respect for Canada, and Greeks always remember the role Canada played during the Second World War when there was a great famine in Greece, and we got lots of food aid from Canada. It's a country we have great regard for. So we're very disturbed and shocked when these things happen. But you can find, as I said, great things in our shop. And Alex has got the Canadian flag on his shirt. And if you want to find mugs, you want a mug with your flag, your country's flag, and you don't find it on our shop, well, you can let us know and we can certainly look into that too. And you support us by coming to a shop, buying these things so that we can do the kind of analysis we've just done.
All right, guys. Durant Shop, you'll find the link underneath this video. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.